Hi, this is Randy Wyckoff, the Dean of Public Health at East Tennessee State University, and this is your bare bones approach to better health. There's been a lot of talk lately about cutting Medicaid as a potential cost-saving measure. So here's what I think we all need to know about Medicaid. Medicaid is a network of programs administered by the states under general guidance from the federal government. The federal government pays 50 to 75% based on the income of the state. It's designed to provide health care coverage for low-income adults, as well as pregnant women, families and children, adults with disabilities, nursing home residents, and others, but eligibility varies from state to state. Typically, Medicaid is provided at no cost to those eligible. Currently, more than 1 in 5 Americans are covered by Medicaid. It covers over half of children and over half of nursing home residents. Reliance on funding from Medicaid is higher in rural areas, and rural hospitals, which are already financially insecure, rely much more on Medicaid than their urban counterparts. The cost savings associated with any proposed cuts to Medicaid will need to be carefully balanced against the loss of access to health care by over 80 million Americans and the impact on local providers and hospitals. There's a great deal more information on this topic on the College of Public Health website. And until next week, please be well.